It's the Luca episode.
Yeah.
CMC.
Yeah. He racked up. I'm racked out.
I thought you looked at his waistline like, yeah, CMC.
That nigga said he tuck his phone in it.
Y'all a weird group of niggas. Like, Black acting like he ain't had collard greens stuck in his stuck in his gap when I came in.
I had jerk sauce.
Yeah. My teeth. A little piece of carrot tucked up in the. Man. That's what I'm talking about. I think it's his gum.
I did think it was his gum for like 2 hours.
Man, I ain't in the mood. My nerves are rattled.
You alright?
I risked my life for this guy. I risked my life for this episode.
Mm. You risked your life for Trump. Saving the white people on the street.
I'd have did it for anybody. But on my way here, I got caught in a nasty-ass hailstorm. I'm talking about. I thought I was at a drive-in range. I ain't noticed it at first. Like, I hear something hit the truck. Boop, boop, boop. So, you know, I done reached to the floorboard. I said, niggas behind me and shooting. Niggas
is dumb.
Nah, it's fucking hell, bro. Beating shit up. And then as I'm come through the cut, like, trees start falling. I go about maybe another mile. I see a goddamn big kahuna come across the street landing on a woman's roof. I said, good Lord Almighty.
The roof of her car?
Yeah, like the backside of the car. So, thankfully, it was just her and the because me and the dude in front of me got out.
Helped.
Yeah, help. Cause
did she say, "Look at my roof"?
You stupid. You ignorant. Oh my nah, God.
But, look at my roof.
No, but
look at my roof.
He said, "I thought I was in the little golf cart shit at Top Golf." Every time that motherfucker drive by, who can hit it?
Everybody. Nah, I think he meant he thought somebody was. Shooting at
he said
shit.
Driving range.
Oh, I thought he said,
yeah.
So he called me, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your car.
The only thing I heard him say was, y'all got power.
Bro, this shit was crazy, bro. So after we got through there, I'm driving like power, like poles are falling. Power lines are going down, like it's endless trees everywhere. Like I had to stop again, get out. Mind you, it's raining hard as shit. It's still hailing, so the shit's just beating everybody up out there. Mm-hmm. You hear the shit thunking off your car. Mm.
And you get
mind
help,
you.
Help the citizens out. That's all right.
I had a hoodie in my trunk, so I walked out the house. Y'all see what kind of shirt I got on? I'm like, all right, I got a hoodie in the car. I'm just throw the hoodie on when I get to Justin Crib and. So, in the midst of all this, I got a little cut sleeve shirt, and I think I cut the sleeve part a little too low.
Too wide.
So, I'm out there. I moved the limb, and the left tit slipped out. I was so embarrassed. I got slides on. My socks getting wet. Mm. Like, I was miserable. Miserable. And then I've had a long
mildewy.
I was this close to turning around, but behind me was just as bad as in front of me.
Yeah,
and so at this point, I'm halfway.
Like,
yeah,
you were like 3 minutes away if that, right?
Yeah,
ain't no need to turn around.
Nah, not at all.
If you were to say you ain't got power,
oh yeah,
one
yeah,
of y'all could have had that plate. You know what I mean? Like, and I
almost did.
And I'd have been back at the air.
Split. Fought for that.
How was y'all week?
Terrible.
Long.
MJ got promoted.
Yeah.
Big dog. Yeah, he done got promoted three times in 3 months.
He done bought 4 houses, got promoted 3 times. Yeah. God damn, boy.
Ain't got no keys.
To the store or to the house.
Yeah, you're right.
Somebody else
yeah. Hey, Bob.
Nah, it's gonna be the security guard, Curtis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, what you say, Curtis?
Curtis, where you at?
I'm in tired too. You need to take your glasses off.
Nah, like congratulations though, bro. Appreciate it. It's a long time coming. We know how hard you done work for it.
Now, you remind me of our other friend Gita.
Just lying.
Like Gita always buying the house. He always buying the car.
End up in an apartment.
He always got some new gig, new position. Yeah.
Didn't, like a couple months ago, he said, yeah, man, like, the only person above me is Jeff Bezos. I was like,
I was like, I know he lied, but y'all lied, man. Yeah.
I was like, what?
He watching? Yeah.
You talking about I got to call Jeff tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit.
Gina texted me today. Hell
no,
Gina don't know Jeff.
Gina do be lying.
He lied bad. But I've always said, because I'm closer to Gina than all y'all, no offense, but mm-hmm. Gina exaggerates a lot.
Embellish
is an understatement. Mm.
So I mean, I get it.
Hyperbole.
Gina be like, yeah, I'm taking Keisha to go get this range. And then we'll sneak up on his ass in Atlanta. And Keisha got a brand new Nissan. You know what I mean? It's like
a Sentra.
Yeah.
Maybe. With a sunroof.
You know?
I mean, the range is cool, but they gave us a good deal on the range.
Sunroof and a backup camera.
Yeah. Like.
And Apple CarPlay. Boy, you better get the fuck out of here.
Bro, like, that's what he'll say. I'll get the Sentra. But it came with the Apple CarPlay, and I got $40,000 off of it. The car, $20,000.
Damn, Gina, they paid you. Yeah.
They owe you $20,000.
With fully, the Apple CarPlay.
Fully loaded might be $19,500.
Yeah, exactly. For a century. You talking about seen that commercial.
Rebate. You know, MJ... Nissan. He a Nissan man.
You remember that time where we go to the Caribbean Festival?
And we was in the Versa on two wheels.
It was something like that.
I think I had a Sentra.
That shit was a Chevy Spark.
A Chevy Spark. That's a go kart.
That's a 250cc.
That nigga get
on that shit a dirt bike.
That nigga get to the. MJ get to the mall and had to plug that bitch in.
Hey,
like,
look, no cap, that's MJ speaking. Hey, he the cheapest nigga I know, but also
great shit. These niggas is big as I don't know what. You need a pickup truck for y'all to look comfortable.
He need a dude.
I'm fine with the car I got. Your car is a little too tight for you. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
I had to find something behind the seat there that I had to lift that bitch up. Like, I had to, like to get that shit. Because my shoulders won't fit behind that bitch. I was scared. I still can't find my AirPod. I'm mad about that.
So you only missing one?
Yeah, my right one. Bitch ass niggas.
Mm. You lost it.
It fell out of my ear. Don't get the AirPod Pros, people. Them shit fall out your ear. Like, literally, that bitch just dangled off my shit. That shit somewhere in that dirty ass.
Cool with doing that. I don't even wear
AirPods. You just wear hoop earrings, you bitch ass nigga.
I like the...
I'm sorry, he ain't do nothing.
I think they call it the Beats Pros.
Your shit's expensive.
Yeah, you know black and bougie ass nigga.
No. I like them because they're good to work out in. Like, you ain't got to worry about
the
falling.
When they say keeping up with the Joneses, black is the Joneses. Nah, you know what I mean?
He's going to look like Draymond Green.
I hate you military niggas.
Bro, I had a 20.
Drive Camaros and
3,200 square feet.
Like
no, you don't.
3,600, right?
3,600 square foot house.
Stop it.
How much is it?
What you mean?
How much square footage your house?
It's like 18.
No. 18 what?
Downstairs.
18,000
for the club.
18 acres of land. The government gave you yours.
He texts us a picture of the foundation and they talk about, we're making progress, boy. That damn. Bitch was big as shit. Yeah. I said, damn, they put a black top thought, in the backyard.
Look, I was about the same size as him. Really about the same size as
him. He got a one bedroom, two bath. That shit weird, bro. Yeah,
I got a shack.
Double wise up
that, that nigga. That nigga shit at the sheets. at the truck stop.
He got a pod.
his shit is.
He got a moving storage.
He got a cooler.
His shit is somewhere behind the Waffle House right now. A nigga sleep. You know what I'm talking about?
Renting it out. I need that bread.
Bro, but nah.
I need all that.
Now yours is what, 22?
No.
that nigga lied fast.
He lied fast as shit, though.
How big is yours, Chad? You better not lie.
2,000 square feet.
It's more than that.
No, it's 2,000.
Your shit big, though.
But it's 2,000.
It's four bedrooms, bro.
Yeah, it's 2,000 square feet.
Three baths.
Bro, it is.
You got three living rooms.
you do.
I got three living rooms.
You got two, but you give it a minute. Your little passageway big, too. All your shoes be out there.
Wide than a bitch.
Sliding a bitch.
and a three-car garage.
Yeah.
And they both got big feet.
Yeah.
Hers bigger than his.
Yeah.
He talking about, let me drive your car. Jody ass. He gonna drop off.
If they had my car, then you give me back them pages off.
them brakes off. that new motor.
Yeah.
No, but you say 2,000.
Yeah.
I think it's bigger than that. But if you say that, I think you're worth it.
His house tall.
It might be 1985 while you bullshit.
Google it.
I hate
16,
this nigga.
This shit not 16 nothing. You're
bro, 16. You got a tiny home.
this
900. And we gotta scoop by each other in this bed.
This with another bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, but ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with this.
Ain't nothing wrong with this either.
It's two stories.
I hit
right?
my hip on the couch.
Well, oh, you got a ranch style. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You said it's 1,600.
I thought you had a two story. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, so you got one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you think about it,
16, it makes sense though. Cause he old as shit.
You moving her in.
He ain't got no kids.
Yeah, you don't want to be going up a bunch of steps.
I did get instant equity on it, so it priced at $7,000 more than I paid for.
You know what's crazy? I'm not gonna tell you how much I paid for how much my house started out at.
Oh, we already know.
But
no. It was $298.
No, it was four. It
damn.
Was four. It was $225.
No, it was $298. Where you?
That shit started at $313 right now.
Yeah,
we told you
got 15 I got grand it in on a it. Great time.
You got 15 grand on it before you great even moved, time. Before it's even built.
Yeah,
and you know what's crazy? We know how much you make too.
Yeah,
82.
No, hell no. Yeah. Chad makes the most at this table.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't either.
And then probably MJ once he starts his new position.
I can't wait to buy a pack. I'm fucking all of y'all up.
I'm a front you on it. Hey, I'm a front you on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Franklin taught me a lot.
Hey, I'm a Franklin.
Tariq can't teach me shit. But Franklin? Franklin? Hey,
Tariq gonna be the man. I see it all.
He gonna be just like his daddy, bro. Yeah, hold everybody in the middle of everything.
Bro, he gonna manipulate the fuck out of Mary J. Blige and her family. I feel it already.
I really can't.
Which one?
He might have to. He gonna fuck around and have to kill.
I thought you were talking about Tasha.
Who the most attractive woman on the show?
The teacher.
The ooh, girl, the
fake ass Carrie Hilson.
Yeah.
Also, the chicken Kalan, the canopy study.
To my the one that like him,
the light skin, yeah.
Canonical study, yeah.
No, but I do like the law professor. Yeah. She tough.
She tough.
Mary J. Solid.
What about the bitch that Tank fucked in the room?
Yeah, the grad.
Yeah,
she was bad the bitch too.
But did you pick up on the fact that Shorty? The professor chick, she got a sex addiction problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I know the basketball player going to hit, Tariq going to hit.
I don't know if the basketball player going to hit.
She
didn't seem like she was interested
the
in
white him. Boy going to hit.
Mary.
Damn.
Tommy Jr.
Mary J.
She giving her box, too. Been,
she do something to me.
She's showing her age to me. Last episode, I thought she was MJ. they daddy a bad motherfucker too. Like,
yeah,
he.
So a dude in prison.
He's scary.
Yeah, he is.
Like, I just feel like something.
He not that scary. If she fucking on him.
Because he can't. I think he know. There.
What do you think? You think you, he know?
You think he know? You think he know who
I think he know that Mary J. Blige giving a bar.
Yeah, I think it's a part of a plan.
Yeah.
He get conjugal visit.
He fucked in the cabin though.
That nigga was playing dominoes with the cops, bro.
Yeah.
When I seen him in the cabinet with Mary J, I was like, these motherfuckers at the Pocono.
Yeah. Yeah, they pitch up.
Hey,
that nigga, man, they knocking the door. You gotta stop now.
Yeah, I still hate Method Man voice.
Yeah, I've been saying that. All right,
there's nothing wrong with what he's doing.
I'm
liking every minute of it.
Would you get proof for a jury?
Yeah, I just hate his voice. So, I hate his voice.
That nigga is good. He's a very good sidekick.
Sex? You a nigga? You?
His sidekick.
Female.
What's wrong
with
the
black
girl?
Hey,
yeah.
But I will tell you this: Shorty gonna blow everything.
Talk to me.
The daughter.
No,
Mary J. Blige's
daughter. Police officer girl, the detective. She was like, "When y'all go to court,
fake ass Angie."
Yeah, she was like, "When y'all go to court, please subpoena me as a witness."
She a bad motherfucker.
Got her jaw.
She got
her
ass knocked the fuck out by Drake.
Andre Coleman.
Dropped his ass. But yeah, it's like, man, yeah, she a lesbian too.
In the show.
Yeah.
Probably a lesbian in the real
life. You know what's crazy?
What's crazy, Justin?
she was in Sons of Anarchy.
As what?
You remember when Gemma went to her dad's house and her dad had like a Venezuelan housekeeper that Tig was fucking?
Was that her?
It was her.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
And it could end up killing
me. I want to go back and watch the show anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I tried to get into the Mayans.
I can't.
I just stopped watching it. I don't know what it
is. You try to get me on.
But you know what's crazy? I think once they have about 4 or 5 seasons of it.
You can binge it.
Because Sons of Anarchy, when I struggled through probably the first 6 episodes of the first season.
Yep.
You'll struggle through the first season.
If we're being real, yeah. So I don't know. I think the first season of the Mayans was trying to put everything together, things are a little bit slow. So I think once they got like a good 5 seasons, then I can like just
watch
thug through the first season and then get to the action.
So when Sons of Anarchy, when you start watching that, was it when y'all was living together or were you still in
New York? I was living in New York.
All of us lived apart because we used to get in the group chat and talk about
it. So me and Tony was actually living together.
Yeah, you and Tony were living together, yeah.
And I remember like he would be off on days because he was working at the prison. Mm-hmm. So he'd be off on a day that I'm working.
Had a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
So, hustle, man.
He'd be off on a day that I'm working and he'd send me a text like, bro, you got to catch up, like da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yes. You wanted him to watch it with you.
Yeah. Nigga, we watched it together. We used to watch Atlanta together. Yeah. You remember?
True.
Well, shit, power, everything.
Yeah, man. Everything. Yeah.
Shit, you used to come on the weekends and watch it with us. Yep. Shit. But now, I think every great show, you struggle through the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Close to the mic.
Oh. Hey. But not every. I feel like every great show you struggle through the first season. The Wire was a struggle bus through the first season.
You think so?
In perspective, if you compare it to the rest of them, Ozark was a struggle.
Yeah.
I fell asleep every other episode in the first season. Yeah.
That second and third season great, but that first season a struggle.
So I'm gonna tell you what Ozark for me. It was like when old buddy had them tied up and he was getting ready to murk all 3 of them. Like, that's when it got interesting.
That was the first episode.
Yeah, first episode. So I was like, oh man, this is going to be good. But in the second episode, once they actually moved to Mississippi or Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, the Ozarks and everything. I'm like, man, this is slow. Like,
yeah, it's slow.
It's slow. But then once because there's only 3 seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the first season, beginning of the second season, when it started picking up, I'm like, oh man, this is crazy. And the way the third season ended,
yeah,
I'm like, man, I can't wait to see season 4.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of great show. Snowfall.
Yeah.
You remember we?
Yeah.
We started watching Snowfall only because we watched episode one of season two. It was like
y'all had to convince me to start watching it.
Because we watched season two, episode one. It was me, you, and Creeper, matter of fact. We was like, nah, we gotta watch this. And then we watched it. We was like, yeah, this is it. You know what I mean? But even then, it was still kind of slow at first.
Franklin is the next Denzel, bro.
Yeah. Denzel Idris.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Idris for real, because he British.
I'm saying his name Damson Idris.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I thought you said Damson and Idris. Yeah. Ain't that what you thought he said to you?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I'm saying his name is Damson Idris.
Okay. I thought you said Denzel or Idris.
Nah. Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah.
Idris, only reason I fuck with Idris, so do y'all fuck with Marvel?
Yeah. I mean, well, I can't really say I'm a fan, but.
Well, you know, he's a part of he was in the Thor shit. All three shit.
I never seen it.
Exactly. Because I just caught up on all the shit. I said, damn, Idris in this shit? Damn. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I can see you fucking ninja sprinting through a school hallway to the cafeteria.
With his arm back.
Yeah.
I just got put on. Like, and I actually enjoy it.
They good. They good movies.
I'm going to tell you.
He be at work.
He watch anime, nigga. Fuck you.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Ain't
he like, I got to. We got to record it really. I got to watch it. Dragon Ball.
GT.
Yeah, whatever.
I ain't watching
Dragon Ball 16.
But P-Valley is another one.
Yeah, I ain't watching it.
You not?
No.
Y'all make me not want to watch it, kind of.
Yeah, because they be horny.
Not y'all, but I'm talking about people.
No, they be horny. That's why they watch it.
Yeah, I be horny.
No, you ain't that
horny. I tried to jack off today, and Derek walked through my front fucking door.
And you finished.
I had to get up.
No, but like seriously,
this ain't the episode.
P-Valley, right? So when I first started watching it, the first episode, and I see this nigga Uncle Cliff, I'm
Big
like,
Frida.
Oh no, I'm like, nah, this ain't.
Big Frida said
you put him on.
Nah, that was supposed to be.
Who's Big Frida?
You know who Big Frida is? She's
big dancing.
The slim out of Louisiana. I think
we'll have to show you when we got the episode. Yeah,
Big Frida is Uncle Clifford. Okay,
basically, yeah.
But nah, when
I would almost say like a Terror 3 Uncle Clifford, because Uncle Clifford was well put together. I mean, let's be real. Like the nigga nails was color coordinated with the weave and whatever shirt he decided to wear or not wear in that episode. Like,
so, like, when I first seen it, I was like, oh, nah, this show ain't for me. It ain't for me.
You used to watch Pose, though. Shut up.
No, I did not.
I seen you.
You seen me.
I was there.
You seen me.
Watch a trailer.
You seen me suffer through it because Karibu was
and you was doing that for your woman.
Right.
Because I'm still mad.
Where do we draw the line in the sand and say, to hell with this?
Ain't no line.
It's definitely a line.
What's no, because like my ex used to watch real whatever, and I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
like,
I don't do no reality TV.
Nah, I do that,
the only show
nigga, I used to watch Love and Hip Hop when we lived together.
So the only
every Monday night.
The only reality show that I will watch
is Wildin' Out.
Nah. Because it's actually real. Boy. I don't know if y'all ever watched it or not, but it's called Black Love.
No, we have not.
It ain't real.
Yeah.
Ain't no reality TV real. It's all for the cameras.
No.
All of it.
Black Love, bro. Check it out.
Night
Black
Night Love.
Who hosted?
Huh? So the people that roasted, they're not famous or anything like that, but they have like famous couples and regular couples up there.
Okay.
Like, this shit dope.
Why did you start watching this?
My girl put me
okay.
on.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
start doing things you want to do.
Yeah.
There you go.
You don't ever do anything you want to do. You were just in D.C. because it's something you didn't want to do.
I'm here.
I'm tired of you telling us your woman running your life.
I'm here.
Only reason you're here is because we asked you to. You asked her, could you?
You come here and vent.
Well, y'all didn't show it.
You brought your spend a night bag to my motherfucking house. Don't bring your fucking spend a night bag to my house. Like, no. Bitch ass nigga.
Y'all showing out.
Yeah. Man. You trying to get away. That nigga's with this. Where'd you go?
This is my therapy, man.
Yeah.
This is my therapy.
Just say she stressed you out.
She dope. She dope.
Yeah, he's scared, y'all.
She's my yin.
She pegged.
Blink, hey, blink twice if she beat you.
I like
for a split second. I thought the nigga had lashes.
I'm trying to.
I said, "Oh, he got the clusters."
I'm trying to blink, but I feel like I'm going into epilepsy.
That nigga forgot how to wink. But I remember we used to live together. Y'all used to argue. I'd be like, "Darius, stop,
bro. We still
it's she'll win.
We still do, but it's just not as often."
Hey, look, so when y'all do get into it, do Blake start punching your legs? You know how kids are like, leave my mom me.
Nah, Blake's so funny, man. She'd come in between him. Shh.
Really?
Yeah, she'd be like, daddy or mommy, quiet. Quiet. You know, she do stuff like that, you know what I mean? Which
she's so fucking amazing.
She is. She is, man.
I'd kill him.
And I guarantee you that only intensified the argument.
Yeah. You see? What you
do after? Go sit your leg down. Sit. Man, I can't wait till y'all have kids, man.
I can.
I don't think I can.
I can't.
All my good come be in the toilet. I get all the bad ones.
I see the meme that said firstborn challenge, and it had a used condom. I was like, man,
mine be tissue.
Stupid. This is tissue.
Yeah.
Or a sock.
Yeah, socks. It'd be a white one, too. I ain't wore a white sock to eat. I had to throw them all away.
I don't like
they
white
socks. They got sticky on the bottom.
You ever just released on your thigh and just laid there?
On my stomach.
On your thigh. Oh, you enjoying
it. It be in my belly button.
Hey, you enjoying
it. Nah. No, sir.
Hey,
sir.
You said no bullshit.
Nah, all right, we got it.
If it's on me, you got
I got it. I be tired.
You enjoying
it. She.
As long as I don't rub it in.
I heard it's good for your skin.
One girl, I came on her stomach. She did like this and licked it. I said, you dirty shit.
Black.
She the one?
Yeah, of course.
Black. What if she spit it back on your chin? Like, what?
Oh, yeah. the glizzy. Grab the glizzy.
You talking about?
Nah.
No. Like, one of them long ones that don't separate you?
Nah.
She spit no, sir. A noogie?
Nah, no, sir.
Not
loogie. A noogie.
You got to punch her in the shit.
Nah.
I can see Black now.
You wild.
That nigga met her halfway.
No, sir.
Can we talk about something with
can they see
some,
you?
Yeah.
Hey, can they see you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We gotta talk about something with some substance.
Sorry, Lane.
Just go from bad to worse.
He innocent.
Nah, I ain't even laughing at that.
Yeah, you ain't put me on.
I support my black queen.
Yeah, you said that too. You heard the shit.
Yeah,
he was like, shit, good marketing.
But he the one that told me the album was fire, though.
I never. I don't even
you know he don't
music.
Listen to music. He can't even put
it. No, it's marketing. It's
genius. I agree with you. I agree with
bad
you.
Bad or good.
But the timing is off, man.
You might have been shit or something when we talked about it. But like me and him were saying, like, the reason his stream number's gonna go up, it's gonna be nosy motherfuckers going to listen.
Oh, for sure.
Then they'll get 10 seconds in and be like, man, fuck this shit. And cut it off. But there's already a stream.
You right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I just think, man.
It's important.
Yeah.
It is important.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If he was to do an interview.
That's how, bruh, music is an expression.
It is. But just hear me out.
That was his outlet.
I feel like, yes, Megan said what she said about the whole situation, right? She told her side of the story, cool. I do think it's only fair for us to allow Tory to tell his side of the story.
Why he come out dissing J.R. Smith, though?
Look at that.
Probably J.R. Smith probably said something, you know what I mean, during his
time. The nigga was, like, I'm not, all right, let me back up a little bit. Let me back up. I'm being serious.
How you doing, Justin?
Hear me out. And I think we've spoken on this in previous episodes. And like again, I'm gonna go back to what I said a few episodes ago. If I never heard another Tory song, I would be okay. But I heard this album. I heard it. I searched it.
I searched it.
And I played it. And this is Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez's. It's whatever. Like that. This is his best body of work he has ever put out. Now, is he capping?
Probably.
It's a very strong possibility. it's a very strong possibility.
Who knows?
It's a very strong possibility.
Because we wasn't there.
He was able to articulate his thoughts in ways that
Meg didn't.
Meg did not. And Meg probably got to get in the lab at this point.
She got too many men remix.
And listen, that's why I said
that nigga said, I don't give a fuck if Jay is backing you. I don't give a fuck. Like,
that's the wrong thing to say.
What? But for me, it's like, okay, this nigga at this point, technically, he is canceled. Yeah. He's canceled. Yeah. Like, if you go to Apple Music, bro, like the shit is not on the, like, you know, when new albums get released, it's up there. Like, he would have probably been the cover on whatever Rap Life or maybe the R&B major playlist. Like, had to search his name.
I get what you're saying.
To find
it. That's what I'm saying. So the album is, or his, whatever you want to call it, it is on Apple Music.
Yeah, it is.
All streaming platforms.
But you gotta go search for it. It's not being advertised. Like, gotcha. You gotta think from a PR perspective, Apple ain't gonna put that nigga on front page.
But it probably don't even matter. He's probably the highest stream thing.
You're right. Because Netflix didn't give a fuck about the backlash on Cuties. They changed the cover art. And it's still up there.
Because you know what? And then it's like I said before. And I know you told me not to say it. Nosy bitches go to see how bad Cuties was. And that's why their numbers was in the top 10.
I've actually heard feedback from it. I haven't watched it. They're saying, okay, it's completely. You got to watch it to understand the story they're trying to tell. It got misconceived. But I just don't even want to.
That's just like,
I don't care enough to know.
I mean,
I care about them. If they are truly exploiting underage females, I care about that. But I don't care enough to understand that it's not what it's being made out to be. Like,
it's just like I heard that, what's his name? Jeffrey Epstein. They got a documentary special on him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to watch that, though. Watched every bit of it.
Man, listen.
You'll hate that nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I can stomach that, man.
So Danny watched it. It scared her. She weird, though.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to say this is going to scare me, man, but that shit would make me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, hey.
So the thing is,
Ella was eating bitches, too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise
the documentary didn't really show anything graphic.
So you seen it?
Yeah, I've followed up on this Jeffrey Epstein shit just to see what kind of animal this nigga is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like,
would you concur that what they're saying about him? Would you agree with?
Oh, 185%.
Okay. So when it comes to Tory, though, you're just like in the middle.
No, if I'm being real, I think he did it.
But here's
what I got to follow up with on that. I think if the true story gets out, Meg's kind of going to be put in a negative spotlight. Because I think if the real deal came out and people saw what may have led to that, then you're going to get the, wait a minute. This transpired prior to this happening?
I disagree with that. And I only disagree with that because I feel like no matter what she may have done, even if she put her hands on him, you a man.
That's not the point.
He said
if it comes out that Tory didn't shoot her.
If he didn't or did?
Didn't.
Okay, didn't. Okay.
Okay, here's my thing. And this is with every situation. I feel like every situation, there's three sides to the story. Their side, and then the truth.
Right. Absolutely.
And, so, and I, And some, and I feel like both of them are telling the truth in some way, shape, or fashion. I just don't. I just think it's gonna be a long time before we get to where we need.
Tori shot her. She's probably in the car beating on him, and she probably reached for his pistol, and it was a tussle, and it probably went off. I don't know, like, but yeah. I just feel like there's more to it than
he
we
shot.
Than we know.
Because basically, before we went on air, I just so happened to see some shit where they said sources say Tori said dance bitch before he shot her in the foot, and I'm just like, come on, like for real?
Yeah.
It is not. This is not me.
he said what?
Dance bitch, like how they used to do in them old westerns and start shooting their niggas' feet before they get the crit walk. Like, yeah, like. Oh my goodness. But like, this is not to me to dis. To basically discourage or to basically downplay whatever Meg says happened.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I need facts for everything. Just like that old Chappelle episode from like 2004 when he was on the jury selection thing. He was like, he went in every situation where we honestly know they did it.
Yeah.
OJ did it. Hate to say it. R. Kelly definitely did it. I've seen the sex tape, unfortunately. And you're talking about Michael Jackson. All of them did it. I don't care what y'all say. But he went in there like, look, you got to prove to me beyond a reasonable doubt that this man is not a pisser. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, you got to prove to me. So that's just how I feel. I do believe something happened. She got shot in the foot somehow. But I want to hear everything. I want the facts.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not taking Tori's side.
I'm not at all.
I'm leaning more towards Meg's side, you know. But I just want people to know that, or to be open enough to, you know, we've heard what Megan had to say. Okay, now let's hear what Tori has to say. I do think it was terrible timing, just because of what's going on in the world, and not only that. It's still an open case.
Listen.
He still has to go to trial for this.
Why ain't he got charged for if he did it, though? That's my other problem.
That's also one of the things he said.
He has been charged.
No,
he got charged with possession of a gun. I don't think he got charged for shooting her.
Gotcha.
Because you remember, they did find a gun in the Suburban.
Yeah.
So, here's my thing, right? Music is an art.
He got a point.
Music is an art. Like, for the last, how long ago did this happen? 2 months? Well, maybe.
I feel like it's been longer than that, right?
Well, for the last 2 months, everybody's been like, where the fuck is Tory Lanez? Like, this nigga is low. Where is he?
Yeah.
Okay, if any one of us, God forbid, got put in some stupid-ass situation where we made an extremely bad and reckless mistake.
Yeah, we just going to drop
it out. We would go, no, hell, okay, I'm saying we
would. I can see me now.
I'm saying we would. I'm going to stay low.
We're going to go low.
I'm going to stay low.
You going to eat?
I'm going to tell the fucking world.
But hear me out. Hear me out. He went low, and music is an art. It's a way.
That's how he expressed himself.
That he chose that route to express himself. So I don't necessarily think it's bad timing. In actuality, we can say it's probably distasteful for him to try to capitalize off of it.
Mm-hmm. I think the most distasteful part about
he should have made it a mixtape. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do an EP. Yeah, I mean, give me six songs. Tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Let me know. But
my problem with the bet, I get it. The distasteful part is to come up on social media and say, I know I've been silent for a while. I'm going to speak out on it at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
9 p.m.
And so everybody think he going to get on live and be like, look, this is what happened, da da da. Nope, got an album drop. Album drop.
I listened to it and he told a story.
But honestly, I know the is outcome or the
you don't think of a lame the way he did it?
It was
gonna be real.
So look, I'm gonna compare
as a if you let's just say it was somebody we went to school with, right? All of us went to the same school.
Yeah.
And not saying it was a situation at school where let's say a nigga raped a girl, right? And he tell us, but he like rap on the side type shit. He tell us, like he get on Twitter and say, you know, y'all, I've been silent for these last 2 weeks. I've been low. I got something to say at midnight. So all us, you know, in college, we went to a school with 3,000 students. We like, all us know each other.
Either everybody know each other or know of each other.
Yeah, so we like, oh, let's see what's going to go on. this nigga dropped the link of his mixtape at midnight.
Yeah,
you gonna cry. You all but you gonna be like this lame man, nigga.
But to me, it's almost
bro. He would have. Ah, go ahead, Black. I feel like we've been
because I was. It was more so on the. Me exaggerating or on the funny side. I was gonna say to me, he pulled a Usher.
Confessions.
Oh, you talking about herpes? No.
Usher, you know what I mean? Before he said anything about why him and Chili broke up or whatnot, he dropped Confessions.
That's also in 2000. It's 2020. It's different.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it don't really relate or correlate.
Megan got to drop something.
She going to drop Girls in the Hood remix. With
like, J-Mine had to write her something real quick.
She probably going to drop... She gonna drop a remix to hit him up.
Yeah. You seen that Freshman Freestyle?
Or right? Who Shot You by Biggie? One or the other. Like,
said
yeah.
What?
Yeah, man.
Who Shot You?
Either Who Shot You or
Man.
Or hit him up.
That's why I fucked your wife. I can see her now.
Ether
Peg.
Yo, that nigga Tory said I got
Ether because of Sheetha.
That's true.
That nigga said,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Man. That nigga Tory, he was on some bullshit though. That nigga said I got
Vaseline.
I think he said, I got a...
forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I got a new bitch. She just put me on the islands. Woo! I said,
but
okay. Resonated.
But in his new song, I forgot which one it was, but he admitted about the whole Kylie Jenner narrative and shit. He admitted about that shit.
Bro, we all knew... Bro, did we forget that back in 2016 and 2017... Tory Lanez could not stay out of trouble. Like, have we forgot? Like, nigga was always either getting in fights.
But he can't fight. He's so kidding. Y'all seen that video with him trying to fight?
He a little hothead. Like, Napoleon complex.
I want to fight Tory Lanez for real.
He a little nigga.
My money on Tory. Yeah.
He definitely got
He a little nigga.
I'll fight you and him at the same time.
I'll give him three more days of spins and then he back off my radar. Like,
for the rest of the year, I might not play Chick State 5 no more. But on January 1st, you know what I mean? That juvenile freestyle on Chick State 4 or Chick State 3?
No. But I ain't going to lie.
Smoke.
I ain't going to lie, though. I did play Broken a Minute the other day.
Whew. I ain't even broken in it.
Yeah. It's because I just got paid. Bro, all time I was broke to the end.
Isn't it, though, this is probably his best body of work.
I haven't listened to it. I probably won't listen to it.
I haven't.
What's that song? I had to do it. What's the name of that track? That one track?
I ain't listened to it.
But either way, like this nigga, he was name dropping.
Is he rapping or singing?
Both.
That's the one. Both. Where he came at Asia Doll, Cash Doll.
Yeah.
Debit Card Doll.
J.R. Smith. That nigga said. What would he say? I think he said something like. You don't want to talk about taking shots.
They said that nigga said I didn't hear about Reddit. I was like, it sounded like it's fire.
Nah,
you can't get an inch up in her or something like that.
He said you bought her an 80-inch TV and still can't get up in her an inch.
Can't get an inch up in her.
That's crazy.
He was snapping.
I mean, he's an 80 inch TV. How much an 80 inch TV, like at least a thousand dollars, right? No, easily, depends. I've got big money. Tell me, if you get a high intense, what's that shit called? A high sense, how much you spending? 460. Hell no.
That's about as bad as buying a
$365.
Huh? Yeah. I paid $365 for this little bitch here.
With the wall mount.
Yeah. And my wall mount in there.
It's a Vizio, though.
Yeah.
This ain't a Vizio. This Samsung.
That's why.
And I got this on Black Friday.
Yeah. Samsung and Hisense got the same motherboards. Like they got the same computers in them.
What kind of TV you got?
Huh? What I got? L. No.
And they got that 4K.
Yeah.
LG.
No, it's 5K. Yeah. This shit got 5G in it. He got it 4 years ago.
That motherfucker make phone calls.
I see him type in 911. I said, what your name is that? I'm calling MJ.
And that night, y'all FaceTime, but he's shit pop up. Yeah. That shit crazy.
Oh, so he got 252. Yeah, 252 now. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That nigga said he called his store phone. God damn.
So look, on a more serious note, I know this. Cordless.
I got your hip.
MJ gonna have
that shit in leader, bro.
MJ gonna have a cordless phone in that trailer.
Yeah. All he need is a Alexa. That's all he need.
But he gonna have one that hang on the wall too, beside the fridge.
Yeah.
And he gonna be like, crunch time. I'm gonna put you on hold real quick. Let me go grab the cordless real quick. Hold on.
That shit gonna look like a smoke detector.
Then he gonna pick up the cordless phone. He gonna pick up the cordless phone and the other phone echoing because he ain't hung it back.
Yeah.
The whole time, bro, like, niggas had house phone? You got a house phone?
No. Remember when we lived together? Was it? I don't know if it was the old apartment or Briar Creek, but we got the package
that came
with the landline.
We
so
ain't ever buy a phone.
Yeah, but then the bill collectors would be the number pop up on the corner of the TV.
Oh, the TV.
So, I mean, not bill
collectors. Like, yeah, they call. I'm like, bro, I don't even know what number they calling.
Telemarketers.
Yeah, they trying to get that student loan money.
Who's?
Nah, I ain't got nothing for
Trump. Me. Trump better forgive them all.
You think so?
That's the one good thing he can do for me.
He about to say some bullshit, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I hear it.
Nah, he might speak some truth now.
Hey, what's the deal with the taxes?
Yeah, because it's student loan. Hey,
Trump wiped this 60K. Let me tell you something.
You'll fuck him.
At a minimum, got my vote. For 60.
What's that Janet Jackson song?
I touch him.
Y'all weird.
Do I wipe my 60K?
Yeah. Comb that toupee.
I'm jacking Trump.
Oh.
I don't care. Jack me how you want. Ain't no, that's the only way it can go.
He gonna grab you by the pussy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tuck
this.
They
he said he gonna tuck my bitch.
They said Donald J. Trump is not only.
Oh, his middle initial J.
Donald Jerome.
you gave him that.
Yeah, he made that shit up. Yeah. Your middle name Jerome.
Yeah. That shit probably like that's my middle name.
And, they said Trump is not only the commander in chief of the United States military,
but he is also
Captain Hook.
Y'all gotta stop. You gotta chill.
They said that nigga is a Navy SEAL.
Got a fish hook.
Got the
egg. Yeah, cause he ain't built like me.
Tuck that bitch back if you want, man. He gonna hit your ass with that grip.
Yeah, he'll hit you the one that wink, not the one that sting, huh?
Oh my goodness.
It dick ain't that bitch. Ain't no way. Like, Trump didn't walk around like his dick ain't big, bro. I give him 2.
Y'all shake the same.
I'm working with 3.5 soft.
He say about the
you can talk about taxes. Your uncircumcised dick. Yeah, I can't talk about my
heard,
dick.
I heard if you make less than 40K, they weren't going to tax you anymore.
It's word?
Huh? Man, look at
I won't do no commission for...
So I do know that... I think this is for everybody, but I know... For sure, it's for the military. If you make less than $8,500 a month,
that's me.
That's me too. If you make less than that a month, no.
Like what? What exactly are y'all doing in the military to make that?
Yeah,
huh?
That's $100K.
No, that's what I'm saying. I believe it's everybody.
Remember when you signed up for the military? Like half of it was supposed to be being a patriot. Like we, and a part of being a patriot is not taking the tax dollars.
Well, you crazy as hell.
Okay. Like,
right. you realize what $8,500 a month is?
That's a lot of money.
How much is that?
$100K.
Yeah, that's
over $100K.
So if you make less than $8,500 a month, they are taking your No, they are not taking your social security out of your check.
So the $8 a month.
That's 6.2.
Right.
No, so that might be what it is for y'all, but for us military folks, it's 6.2% of our total paycheck.
That's so, about 6.2% of my paycheck.
God damn, boy.
That's all my paycheck. I'm broke, bitch.
So, but the thing is, and that's from now until January 1st.
Yeah.
But once January 1st hits, they're going to take 12.4%
to make up for it.
To make up for it. Keep all the way up until April.
Hey, keep taxing me, please.
Please. Well, I wish
$8,500.
I wish I made $8,600.
I wish I could. $8,500 a month?
Bro, 85 and that's, is that pre or post tax?
That's got to
be pre-tax.
So think about it. That's like I said, that's 100K pre-tax.
Yeah.
And then you also get a bonus.
I don't make that much. I really don't.
You don't act like it, but you do.
I don't make that.
Yeah, we get you dress. You wear dress clothes every day, but you get money.
Grand? That's a lot of money.
How many Gucci belts you got?
Zero.
He don't do Gucci belts. He spent his money on weird shit.
Right. Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh no, it's
too long.
Oh, shorts that come above his knees.
Yeah, them $12.
Yeah,
nah,
they got. I seen the people
Hawaiian shirts.
Them $12.
He been putting money aside for a hairline too.
Beard butter. I see.
Hey, look. Hey,
that's butt.
Hey,
that's butt.
What? I ain't no ass in a while, but I don't know if y'all seen my beard growth crazy. Like lift wide. Look at my shit.
When the last time you ate butt, Justin?
You really trying to get me caught up on that?
Why would you be caught up?
Yeah.
I'm playing. But nah, I ain't no butt in a long time. It's been a long time. I've only had sex once in the last
week.
You in the whole relationship.
Right.
That's crazy. I'm
telling my business.
Oh.
But nah, but it's been... No, I've had sex one time since like.
His birthday weekend?
That was the one time. And that lasts all of 4 minutes.
Don't you feel like that's 3 minutes too long?
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
I was tired. It was 3 a.m. Bro, I'm 31 years old. I can't do it like I used to.
I watch too much porn to just be fucking for.
Bro, the only place I haven't jacked off in this apartment is the kitchen. And I've been debating on sitting in the floor in there.
See him hovering over the trash can now.
Just let off.
Listen.
Just is stuck.
I don't want to let the episode go by without talking about Breonna Teller for a little bit.
We got a fur.
So, this morning, I'm listening to The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne the God gave Charles Barkley Donkey of the Day.
You about to say Stephen A. Smith?
I was.
The same shit.
I was.
Yeah, they're the same nigga.
For his comments. And I agree with it, man. Charles, I think Charles is a little bit out of touch from regular citizens.
CTE. Yeah. He got something.
Yeah, because he played in the 90s when they used to just catch bowls for no reason.
Yeah, he can barely talk.
Yeah, he can.
LeBron, right?
Yeah.
But, Mike Adola.
You ever seen Aries Spears, Malcolm, like, do his, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have at the shot. What you got?
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, Cooper Cream, Dr. Donald.
with a hole in the middle.
But I will say this, like, I won't tear any of those brothers down because it seemed like Shaquille O'Neal was agreeing with everything he was saying. Just like how I won't tear any of our sisters down, I'm not going to tear any of my brothers down, but we got to do better as a collective unit. I get it that we all are different and we won't agree on everything together, but we have to come together as a collective unit. That's the only way that we're actually going to be able to impose change, in my opinion. Just my opinion. I don't know much.
Fuck Charles Barker. That's just my feelings. Because, like, my thing is, like, to what you said, like, he contradicted that by, like, 10 years. I don't know how long ago when he said, I've carried a gun since I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
So you telling me if somebody busting your shit, you ain't gonna do that?
Right.
All
right.
So Black, for the listeners that are listening, that are probably
recipe
that are probably unaware of the statement or statements Charles Barkley made, could you enlighten them?
So I don't want to try to quote what he said verbatim because I just don't remember the shit like that, and I don't want to misquote.
I quote.
Yeah,
this motherfucker said he said he doesn't want to group what happened to Breonna Taylor in with what happened to George Floyd. Amara Aubrey.
That's anybody not how he
like,
said Amara
Aubrey.
Amara is a barber.
We shouldn't be joking. But he basically said, we shouldn't group Breonna Taylor in with the rest of them because Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, what's his name, Kenneth Walker, I believe, shot first.
Yeah.
Like any other fucking as citizen he's supposed would. To. Right. Yes.
Right.
You tell a motherfucker come in this motherfucker right now and Chad got his shit on him. Chad better get the bus and I'm going to beat Chad ass when bro leave. Yeah, no offense.
You ain't got work,
you know what I'm saying though, right?
Yeah.
Shit. No, when this shit happened at our house. When I came out my room half asleep, Chad was in his drawers with his shit drawn. I thought it was weird at first. I was like,
it happened quick, and I'm glad he did it.
And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wasn't even thinking about that scenario. I wasn't there, but y'all had...
It was your fault.
It was your fault. It was kind of your fault.
It was your fault.
Nigga, I just got back from New York. I just drove 9 hours back.
Yeah. But listen, we're not trying to put plain fault.
It's Black fault. Okay. You should have woke me up and said, hey,
you probably did.
Do you know how you sleep? Is it easy to wake this man up?
No.
So what I'm saying is, like...
I'm tired.
you sound like Arlington when you sleep.
I got a whole show now.
In 1979, John Dale. God damn.
No, but what I'm saying is, man,
what
like...
What the fuck wrong with his head?
Jimmy Butler going through shit. You ain't talking about nothing. All right, my bad, Black. Go ahead.
No, you good, because I forgot what the fuck I was trying to say.
You was bringing up what happened at their house.
Right. I remember y'all told this story so many times.
On here.
And even on the air. I remember one thing that y'all always mentioned is that the cop said that if y'all would have shot that man, y'all would have been justified.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But they also... almost shot us when they walked up. That's the part we gotta not forget.
Even though y'all are the ones that called the police.
Yeah. But also, we also stayed in a nice neighborhood, if y'all remember. So yeah, they probably
niggas.
And we two niggas.
So,
well, a nigga and a Mexican, according to them.
Cleaned
so,
up.
So, like I said earlier,
yeah.
Even if you in the bins.
That nigga tossed my lady the gun when the cop hit the corner.
If they gonna shoot somebody, it won't be me.
Dirt bad.
No, I wouldn't. No offense, I wouldn't. She would have never got hit. Cause the way this shit was set up.
Yeah, cause she was still like in the door frame of my room. So
and I'm standing in the sliding door.
Yeah,
it's on. I'm a hood nigga. I know how to pass some shit off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, put that away.
What would Dr. Umar do?
Dr. Umar would have. He would have disrespected us because we had a light skin.
Y'all saw his rant the other day.
No,
he
was saying like people are using what the fuck was he ranting about? Is there anybody on live that can remind me? I don't know. He was ranting about some kind of seasoning or some shit. He was like, "Give me the Old Bay money." Like some shit like that, like money niggas is spending to like cook something. He was like, "Give me that money. I can finish my school."
I beg your pardon?
No. I love my lemon pepper.
Give me the crab leg money. Give me that sneaker money. Okay? I can finish the school. I can build a church. I can do this. I can do that.
I can see him. He's been
leave the white woman alone.
Why?
Leave the white woman alone.
I disagree.
Leave the white woman alone.
I disagree with that. Even though I'm not interested in white women,
no.
Kanye said if impregnate Bridget,
So if she have a baby, she'd make another black man.
No, 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 nigga, say it right. But then also he said, in the room we got Gidget, the other name Bridget. What's more tripped out dog is they sisters. Sisters. No, you ain't listening. They black. They sisters. They mom named them after white bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got named after a white. I'm. Look, I can go right now, put in the application at Wells Fargo. As long as I don't check that I'm black, I might get a job.
Yeah.
I might get a job.
Did y'all hear about that?
Hold on.
There's one chick. She applied 4 times. Knowing that she was overqualified for the position. Mm-hmm. Not even overqualified. Very well qualified. For this position. Like, some of the people in that position don't have half the qualifications that she does. Mm-hmm. And I think the fifth time or whatever time it was that she applied for the exact same position and did not select that she was African-American, she was awarded the ability to at least interview.
But the thing was, she had no offense to anybody black in her, and she had a regular name. No offense here, your name's Derek, but that K missing, they know you black. Your name's Marion. Once they said Jerome, you kind of fucked. He got a Y in his name. He's fucked already. not trying to be funny.
I get you.
I'm talking about the way a white man look at it. You know what I mean? My name is Justin Cody Richardson. I put I'm black on there just so maybe I can get some affirmative action looks. But I might need to start not putting... Bro, you know how many times I applied at Wells Fargo? Mm-hmm. Especially when I was out of work for 3 months. Thousands of times. I have so much banking experience. I have management
banking experience. Yeah.
And I couldn't get a look.
Bro, I have total confidence that you can go into any bank and run a branch today.
Exactly. Bro, I might be ignorant up here. I'm one of the smartest people you will ever meet. Don't joke about it. But I'm just being honest. Like, I'm very...
Why would I joke about it?
Because you, I don't know. You just sound like some bullshit. But no, I'm one of the most intelligent people. And when it comes to management, and then when it comes to numbers, it's not a lot of people fucking with me. Wells Fargo literally told this woman 5 times no. That 6th time when she didn't say yes. I mean, when she didn't put she was black, they gave her an interview. And then, because what happened was the GM or the CEO said, yeah, we've been discriminating, but, I mean.
Yeah.
You ain't got the talent.
So about my name.
Yeah, he said there's a limited. The see, hold on, Black.
Anybody else that spells their name the way I spell mine.
That's my point.
Yeah.
They know you a nigga is what I'm saying.
The CEO.
You got 2 C's.
The CEO said.
Name's Crip.
Hey, the CEO said, look, listen. I get y'all are rattled, and I get black people are upset, but there was like an extremely limited talent pool to pick black people from, and like we already picked the couple most talented ones of y'all that we could take.
Exactly,
and that's pretty much.
He told you that?
No. That's what he said. Like in his statement, like there's a limited pool of black people. As far as like talent wise and qualifications to pick from. And we felt that we have given those black people the opportunity to come work for us. Like the rest of y'all need to go be tellers.
He says,
wow.
No, he didn't say that part.
He was basically saying, shut up, nigga. Not nigga, but nigga.
Oh, you want to be a quantitative analyst? You went to Elizabeth City? Oh, all you got is a little accounting degree from a no-name little Division II, like, bottom-tier school.
Yeah,
you can't come here. Sorry.
Oh, and you got experience. Yeah, you can
work in a call center.
You know how many people I know work for Wells Fargo, but they work in bankruptcy, but they are totally capable of running shit in Wells Fargo.
I'm sure it's many.
Who, baby mama?
So look, I'm going to bring this
the
up.
The second
right?
one.
I'm going to bring this up, right? I know. And I know
you gonna ignore me?
No. I know we don't have much time.
Yeah,
hurry up. But this is something that we didn't think about. Deion Sanders, new head coach at Jackson State.
Yeah,
how y'all feel about that?
3-11.
Yeah. They'll do good in 3 years and he'll go to Fayetteville State, Florida State.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's his dream job. He just got to prove himself first. He ain't got no coaching experience. Type of high school, and nobody even talking about that.
Yeah. I really feel like with
they said T.O. the wide receiver coach.
They said it was a lie.
And Warren Sapp, the defensive type of coach.
They said all that was a lie.
All of it.
He said it
was Warren Sapp need the money though.
So he ain't working on
it. He broke.
Remember, he had to file bankruptcy one time.
Is it
because
he quit?
Yeah, he on here.
Did he rape somebody?
No, he on here.
Not trying to be funny, because like I feel like it was something with him. I'm gonna punch
you in your shit.
It was something with him that got him fired off NFL Network or something. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Probably, you know that probably Miami cocaine people usage.
But
kill people.
My thought was, I hear what you're saying, Chad.
What did I say?
About
it was him.
No, it was one of y'all about saying that this is a stepping stone for him to get to Florida State.
Oh, it was me. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like based off of his name alone and what he has done in the high school ranks, I feel like if he really wanted that Florida State job, he could get it straight off the bat coming from
him. No, if that was the case, he would have been had it.
I don't know, bro.
They trash.
So
that's the whole way. Exactly. Tradition.
So who is the head coach for Florida State right now?
It's a white man.
That's it.
What's his name? Right.
It's probably Derek with a K.
But my point is exactly, and here's the thing. Out of all of us sitting here, who's your college football team?
Alabama.
I'm truly a fan of Auburn.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have one. Long okay. as it ain't Notre Dame.
Ask me who's my
it's Florida State.
Florida State. We know. Right. Damn.
And I don't even know who the head coach is.
And
you get what I'm saying?
Because you knew Willie Taggart needed to go.
Yes, I knew he needed to go. And the only reason why he got an extra year to stay there was because somebody put out that meme of him getting hung or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why he got an additional year. He shouldn't have even got that, but I understand why he got that. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like based off of Deion Sanders' name alone, he could have gotten that job.
Can I be real with you?
What's up?
I just feel like Deion Sanders is probably not a good coach.
We gonna see.
So to me, when it comes to professional athletes, you either a good coach or a good commentator. Yeah. And I feel like Deion is more of a good commentator than probably a good coach.
Because of the entertainment purpose.
Not only that, he knows what he's talking about, but not the he. Some people know what they're talking about, but can't instill wisdom on others.
So in high school, and I know it was only high school. Was he the head coach or was he just an offensive coordinator?
I think he was just an offensive coordinator. That's what I'm saying, bro. You're like I was saying, like it's different between knowing what you're doing and instilling wisdom on others. Like, we know what we're doing and a lot of the things what we do, but don't mean we can teach somebody else how to do that thing.
That's true.
So you're talking about some people are good at both. Jeff Van Gundy is probably one of the best basketball minds we've ever seen. But he knows.
Mark Jackson, too.
But we also know that they know, why would I stress myself out on the coaching level when I can do this perfectly fine for the money I'm getting?
Absolutely.
Same thing. So, John Gruden. I think John Gruden's a better commentator than he is a coach. Yeah, he did win a Super Bowl and everything. You think Tony Romo could be a quarterback coach? Tony Romo is the best commentator I've ever seen.
So,
that nigga call every play.
About John Gruden, though. Me personally, it's just me. I don't give him credit for that Super Bowl championship that he got because that was a team that Tony Dungy put together. And then he went on to the Colts.
So you give Steve Kerr his credit?
Hell no.
You give Mark Jackson that credit?
Hell yeah. At least for the first ring.
So why can't Mark Jackson get back and coach?
At least for the first ring. For the rest of the rings?
Because he called one of the CFO of the Clippers a fan.
For the rest of for the rest of Steve Kerr rings, you could have put Sean Walker in that position to coach.
Yeah.
And they would have been out there. They would have still won.
Yeah.
They were out there fighting.
They would have still won.
Yeah.
No matter who the coach was, just because of how the team was constructed.
They had K fucking D, yeah.
Just roll the basketballs out. They can ball.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some people
got a coach there just to manage personalities, really.
Yeah.
Hey, KB, I get it. Draymond need to shut the fuck up. But we know you better than him. Just shoot the ball.
Don't pay him no mind.
Yeah. We get it. Drake been talking on the side. Just... His album fire.
We got to go.
Chad said he was
sleepy. Taylor, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
We got to divulge into the one. We didn't really get a chance to talk about the ruling in the case. Not even necessarily the ruling in the case, because the case ain't really for Breonna Taylor. It's for what happened and, like.
What's it called?
Wonton soup.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Wanton.
They labeled that bitch a Chinese dish.
Yeah.
Number eight. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I can do.
Is that Seth Rogen?
But I can guarantee you, besides voting, like, I'm not going to stop saying her name. I'm not going to stop fighting
get it tatted on you so we know it's real.
On your forehead.
See, y'all got jokes. Y'all got jokes.
LeBron almost went to tears last night after that game. He's like, bro, we're not going
to
stop.
Bro, real shit, I cried on my way to work today just thinking about the fact that this was somebody's daughter, possibly somebody's sister. I don't know her family relation and everything like that. But it put me in a perspective like, what if this was your sister? What if this was your mom?
What if you were a kid of Charles?
What if 20 years from now, this was your daughter? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it put me in that mind frame, it had me thinking, and it broke me down, literally. And Chad, before you cut me off, it literally put me in a mind space where I think I really need to seek counseling, man. Honestly, that's how much it messed with me mentally. Like, I need to talk to somebody and get this off of my chest, off of my mind frame. Because it bothered me to the point that, you know, when I went into work that day, I just wasn't in the right mind frame. You know, I drive an hour and a half every day to work.
Yeah, that's a lot of time to think.
A lot of time.
Way too much time to think.
At least 30 minutes of that trip, I'm thinking about it. I'm crying. I'm reflecting. And I'm just, like, feeling sad. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a bad space, in a bad mood on a Thursday. You know what I mean? Like, so I just want to say, you know, I'm praying for the family. I hope they are able to recover from this. I know it's not going to be easy. And I won't stop doing my part in whatever I can do to ensure that, you know, we make this wrong right. Whether it's protesting locally, voting, you know, in state and federal and local elections, all of that shit, man. Because I can honestly say in the past, I have not done what I should have done, and that's voted in all of the elections. You know, I honestly have that right too, because I haven't, you know, committed any felonies or anything like that. So I need to exercise my rights that I've been given, you know what I mean? So I just want to say to her family, you know, we're still riding with y'all. I'm still going to do everything that I can to ensure that we keep moving in the right direction, man. So
the only thing I got to say is two things. One, you arrest a motherfucker who missed and didn't even think about arresting the motherfucker that did hit.
Right.
Two, you killed a fellow first responder. Y'all don't think that's the most dickhead fucking thing you could do? You know what I mean? Like, this is somebody who, when there's a fire, when there's an injury, she goes to this, and you're there too. So basically, you kill one of your own. You don't have no remorse for that.
What jackass put this shit together? If you're gonna do a no-knock warrant, you have to be 250 fucking percent sure that you are entering the right home, that you got the right person. Like, what the fuck? This is a terrible mistake, and I'm sorry. Somebody gotta pay for it.
You have a 1% chance to be wrong, and y'all literally chose the 1% to be wrong.
Somebody needs to pay for this.
Right. I didn't even think no knock warrants existed until
you were a cop. Case,
and I was a cop. You know, when.
Were you not, like, no offense, were you not high enough on the food chain to know about this? Maybe.
I feel like everybody should.
You were a beat cop though, right? So
I was a patrol officer.
So, but I think the three people that went in, two were detectives and one was a sergeant or some shit like that. They weren't like little, like no offense, but they weren't.
They weren't no Lance Corporals.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't no peons.
Yeah,
but
not calling you a peon.
No,
you ugly,
bro. Nah, but
We gotta go.
No.
Yeah. But nah, say your shit real.
But no, like I said, man, it's very unfortunate. And when with my time on the police department, we always, whenever we serve the warrants, you know what I mean? The warrants that we could serve as patrol officers, we knocked on doors, you know what I mean? Norfolk Police Department, is such and such here, not, we went on about our way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Nobody door.
Nah. That shit just makes no sense.
Chicago PD.
No, but the thing is, Chad, I thought about that too. It's not one Chicago PD episode that I can remember where they didn't bang hard as hell on the door.
And they announced
themselves.
Yeah.
So what I say all that to say this, I don't know what the fuck is going on in Kentucky, man.
I don't know what's going on in the fucking world.
I don't know. That too. We have to get out here and vote, and we have to influence change. And the only way we can do that is by putting pressure on these local politicians.
Yep.
Yeah. End the episode.
R.P. Breonna Taylor.
Thank you.
We love you.
Love you.
Good night.